Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and today we're going to talk about how to pick the right audience to suck in front of. Now, you may have read that or heard me say it, and you might be wondering what the heck I'm talking about. So let me give you some context. Now, I do a lot of interviews, I do podcasts, I do virtual summits, and one question that always comes up is, what is a resource or a book that has changed your life? And my answer has now become a bit cliche, a bit mainstream, but it really comes back to two books by a guy named Tim Ferriss, somebody you may or may not have heard of. So he has two books, The 4-Hour Workweek and Tools of Titans, that have made a tremendous impact on my life. The 4-Hour Workweek is really the book that showed me that online applications were not the way to go. And just because everybody's doing something doesn't mean that you have to do it that way or that it's necessarily the right way to do it. And Tools of Titans is essentially a reference that I go back to every year and I read excerpts from all the time because I always learn something new. So I was doing that recently and I found this excerpt that really clicked with my philosophy of networking and preparing in the job search. So I just wanted to share this excerpt with you and then we'll tie it into the job search. So in this profile, this excerpt is called Pick the Right Audience to Suck in Front of. And the quote is, if anybody is going to go out and pitch investors, my advice is to make your first 10 meetings with investors that you don't really want funding from, because you're probably going to suck at the beginning. I sucked for a really long time. And then Tim adds, even people like Jerry Seinfeld bomb with early material, so they develop it at small venues. Nike tests a lot of their new products and campaigns in places like New Zealand before getting it on the big stage in the United States. I was turned down 27 times when pitching the 4-Hour Workweek to New York City publishers. Fortunately, you often only need one publisher, one lead investor, one X. Book your A-list after your first 10 pitches. So what's going on here? Well, Tim is basically saying that when you're starting something new, when you're learning something and you're a beginner, you're likely going to suck. And that is the truth, right? So the problem in the job search is that, and really with anything in life, but specifically in the job search, we want to go right for the top at the very beginning. You know, we want to get in touch with that VP at Google or that hiring manager at, you know, insert leading company here. And the problem is, when we're going through the strategy that we talk about in this podcast, and I talk about consistently on the site and in the blog posts and all that good stuff, it's a fairly new strategy for a lot of people. Most of you aren't necessarily the most comfortable or have the most practice sending cold emails, building relationships from scratch, adding value. And so if you start practicing on the VP at Google or the person at your dream company, you're likely to, at best, not give your best performance. At worst, make a massive mistake. When I was starting my job search, I screwed this up. I sent a batch of cold emails to people at Google, and I woke up the next morning only to realize that I had two typos in my email, and I wanted to put my head through a wall. So what do you do instead? Well, the best thing that you can do is practice in a low-stakes environment. So specifically for the job search, something that you can do is go out there and make a list of companies and a list of people who might be in a shoulder industry to the industry that you're targeting. So they are still a little bit relevant. You know, their companies may have some sort of impact on the industry and the information that you get isn't going to be totally worthless. But at the end of the day, you're not super interested in landing jobs at these companies. You don't care too much about whether you succeed or not with these relationships. And then I want you to get out there and test different things. I want you to try different email templates. I want you to try different strategies for connecting with these people. I want you to try different conversation topics and different ways of engaging them. I want you to try different thank you emails. I want you to try different projects. I basically just want you to get out there and experiment. And then you rinse and repeat those experiments and you learn. You make mistakes. You screw up. You actually figure out, you know, what works best for you and what doesn't. And then over time, you're going to get more data and you're going to get a better understanding of what does work, what is effective, what you feel confident in. And when that starts to happen, you can move up the ranks. You can start to go to those middle of the road companies, and then you can start to go to those stretch companies, those dream companies. And by the time you get to the dream companies, you should have enough practice so that you're not really worried about which strategy is going to be right or is this going to work, and you're going to have all these nerves and anxiety. You're going to have a playbook that you have a lot of data behind and that you know works, and you can feel really, really confident about executing that. So that's where this idea of picking the audience you want to suck in front of comes from. At the beginning, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be as effective. You're probably not going to be as confident. So go get some practice in, go get some reps in, go get some experiments in with people who you don't really care about at the end of the day. I know that may sound harsh, but if you do that and you get your reps in, you get your practice in there, you're going to be so much more effective down the road. And this goes for job searching. This goes for starting a business. This goes for writing a book. This goes for really anything that you want to do in life. So again, pick the audience that you want to suck in front of and pick them wisely. That's it for today. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would actually definitely recommend that you pick up a copy of Tools of Titans. I'm not affiliated in any way. There are no affiliate links below, but that book and the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim have truly changed my life. So if I can recommend a resource, if you're looking for a new book and you haven't read those, definitely check them out. But either way, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next episode of the podcast.